You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind.
Yep, so this week's Rewind, thank you to New Zealand On Air. Sam Smith is speaking to Matthew Crawley from The Cosbys and The Conjurers. Let's get into it.
Hello, it's Sam here, filling in for Lucia on Rewind this week. And with us, we have a very special guest, Mr. Matthew Crawley, from bands such as The Cosbys and The Conjurers. Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Hi, Sam. How are you? I'm good, and thank you for the very kind introduction.
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. Thank you for joining us on Rewind this week. I guess, firstly, when did you start getting into music?
Well, it was actually BFM's fault. When I was a teen in the 90s, BFM came to my high school. And up until that point, I had been a total scholar. And then BFM ruined my life by putting on a really amazing rock and roll show with the bands Ninoxinil 9 and Nothing at All. And then, that was when I decided to drop out of school, age 16, and go volunteer at BFM in 1996.
At that point, were you really keen to get into bands and stuff?
I had already had like a high school band, or actually a church band.
Oh wow!
That had been played on BFM's very early version of BFM's website in the mid '90s. God, this is all so embarrassing. But I don't think we made the top 10 with that one. But
what was that band called?
It was called Plughole.
Plughole. Wow.
A brilliant band, but maybe a bit of ahead of our time, maybe. I was sort of into music, but I didn't really have any direction for my taste, and so it was kind of steered into the rock and roll world by BFM when I was a little bit older.
What was it that attracted you to BFM in those early times?
Was kind of, in some ways, it was all there was, you know. BFM was doing it great. It was kind of, you know, they came to our West Auckland High School and put on a kind of super, super weird punk show at lunchtime. And I was like, whoa, this is awesome. And, it was cool. I can't really put my finger on it other than to say it was killer.
Do you remember your first time being in the 95 BFM top 10?
Yeah, it was a long time after that. It was, I think, you know, I've got a lot of respect for the BFM top 10 as to any discerning citizens of the city, but I don't think it was, I have a feeling that my band that I had, like, I don't know how many years ago, but it was called The Cosbys. I'm pretty sure we had a tune in the top 10, and I remember thinking how exciting it was. You know, it's always been, as long as I've been interested in music, it's always been one of the kind of how would you put it, like it's a badge of honor. Mm. You know, being on the BFM top 10, and I should be very clear that the Cosbys no longer exist after all the revelations. This sort of disgusting revelation. So yeah, we've kind of put a rest to that, and The Conjurers is kind of like what I'm doing more of these days. We've had a little bit of luck with the BFM top 10. And as far as I understand it, it's not rigged anymore, so that's cool.
Oh, great. In 2002, you started promoting and putting on gigs as Strange News. Do you have a specific gig you put on that stands out?
Oh, well, so I got back from living in London in 2002, and we started doing Kiss and Makeup Club at Paradise Bar and then Eden's Bar. And so Strange News actually started in sort of late 2005 when I had been looking after the Brunettes. We went all around Australia and New Zealand for about a month and met some really cool people in Australia who said, oh, we need someone to do this and this in New Zealand, and there was no one I could think of, so I was like, oh yeah, like typical doofus, I was just like, oh yeah, I'll do it. And that was kind of, the rest was history, really. I did a terrible job of putting the show on. It was a guy called Hayden from Canada, who I was a big fan of. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And just didn't have a clue what I was doing, and sort of continued that attitude throughout the rest of my career, actually. Still don't really know what I'm doing, but that was kind of the point. Like, 2002 was when I got back from, like, being a dickhead in London, going to shows all the time, and came back and thought that, you know, I would like to contribute. So we started putting on club nights and local shows, and then, in 2005 started putting on these international shows, and it grew from solo acts that people hadn't heard of to duos, and then bands that people hadn't heard of, and then bands like, you know, we ended up doing stuff like Broken Social Scene, and even then bigger stuff like The National and Yesaya, kind of always before they were big, and then handing them over gracefully to the proper promoters when they got big enough to make anyone any money.
What would be your favourite period for New Zealand music, do you think?
Ooh, favourite period of New Zealand music? That is a good question. Well, I've been putting on live shows for 13 years, 14 years maybe, and I have very fond memories of the, when I was like, I mean, maybe everybody feels this way, but when I was first back and we started, you know, having these club nights and local shows, I think, you know, back in 2003 and 4, it was a really, it was a funny time, you know, like it was like $4 beers and no one knew what they were doing, you know, there was kind of, those were kind of silly times and there were, no one really knew what they were doing, so it was just, that's kind of a, that's a, in that sense, I think, fond memories, but really, I think, I mean, we're actually in a really, we don't know how good we've got it now, I reckon. I think we're, New Zealand music is in this, the local scene is in this very healthy state, I think, where, you know, people are constantly encouraging each other to start up stuff and feel like it's a very supportive scene and a much more interesting scene and a lot more original scene. I don't know. It's, I think we're in a really, maybe it sounds like I'm just being polite, but I actually think we're in a really great space right now.
Just finally, if you could pick a song of yours that was in the top 10 that you'd like us to play, which one would you choose?
Ooh la la. I guess, you know, I think that the song Hints is a song that I really like that we did. I don't even, was it in the top 10? Do you know?
I don't looked into this. Actually know. I haven't looked into this. I'd have to scour the archives.
I'm pretty sure it was.
We'll just claim it as a top 10 song, even if it wasn't.
I'm just Googling it as we speak. You can leave this boring piece of radio in if you like. I reckon Hints is like, it's the song that I'm happiest with. I'm pretty sure it made it into the top 10. I don't know. Did it?
I reckon it did. I'm just going to take a punt on this one.
Oh, God. Well, if it didn't, put a different one in there.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Matthew. And
look, it was a pleasure.
Coming on Rewind this week?
I wish I had more to say about how exciting it was. But I rest assured that I feel very honoured to have been in the BFM Top 10 at all. So thank you.
That was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.